Liberty around the world listening in tonight. You're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We've got an exciting night on board tonight. We've got a lot of things to talk about, but the most important things we can talk about today is how the government is taking control over our lives, as most of us aren't even aware of these things going on in our communities. We're really blessed up here in Idaho County, Idaho, because we have a whole group of people, literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of families, who come together every week and talk about the way the government is taking control over our lives, and we ask if that's the way God meant America to be. And we study a lot, and we share a lot, and we talk about what we can get involved in the community to help stop this movement towards a new world order. And that sounds startling to some people, but what we found out across this nation here at our two police and military associations, that most people, including our police and military, aren't even aware of the things going on in their own communities to control us today. And our job here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, or police and military, is to educate them about the things we learn that they should know about that they're going to have to be called in to enforce on their own people in America. We're going to be talking about one of those subjects tonight. Now, it sounds like we're going to be talking about a local issue tonight, folks, but believe me, the subject we're going to be talking about involves every single American and all the people over the face of the earth, and that is control of our water. And so you say, well, my goodness gracious, I don't see any problem, and nobody's trying to control my water here. Well, we're hearing from more and more states, Nevada, Missouri, Texas, and others, that are finding out that behind the scenes there are closed-door meetings going on to control the water of all the people in America. We'll be talking about that when we get back. We have two guests on with us tonight. I'll introduce them when we return to the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned for more.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and I've got on the program with us tonight two very knowledgeable people who have been working in the battle against, basically, behind the scenes. It's unknown to most of the American people, but the UN has been allowed to come in and set up programs that the federal government is enforcing and applying on us without any legislative vote or anything like that. They're just fulfilling programs such as Agenda 21 and so forth, which you can look up on the computer. But we have some very intelligent guys with us tonight that have been studying these issues for years. And we're blessed, as I said, here in Idaho County, Idaho, to have these two gentlemen and many others who have come together to fight these programs that are being instituted in our counties and in our states. We have two people from the Water Rights Coalition here, Clay Baker from Woodland, Idaho, and Tom Simmons from, are you in Woodland, Tom, or where are you at?
I'm actually in a community called Carabel, Jack.
Carabel, Idaho. Okay, close to Woodland, though. And we met last night again with many, many dozens of families once again to discuss these issues for our own county and state. And we talked about, as we have before, that this is happening across the world, I had on my show several months ago a man from New Zealand who's a leader of the Freedom, one of the Freedom Fighter groups down there in New Zealand against the UN takeover of his country. And he described how the water was being taken over, Tom and Clay, and being given allegedly to the indigenous Maori Indians down there. And, of course, he knows, too, that this is a lie, but the Indians believe they're being given all these powers. And then in Australia, the Aborigines, the same thing is going on. And we're going to talk tonight, folks, about what is happening in Idaho County, Idaho, in our state. But once again, please remember, you may not be aware that they're in your state working these same programs secretly behind doors, as they did here in our state for 5 years secretly behind doors, and they finally have exposed it to us. So, Clay and Tom, let's get into a conversation there. You guys go ahead and take the microphone, and please allow the people to know what's going on here so that it will give them a heads up on what is probably going on in their communities without their knowledge.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Jack. I'm glad to be here with you this afternoon. I hope that both Clay and I can live up to that introduction about how intelligent we are.
Well, I know you are. I know it's we're about to find out, and I'm sure we're going to be impressed, Tom. Go right ahead.
Well, Jack, I guess I need to start at the very beginning as far as our water woes and our water wars in Idaho County and the state of Idaho. And I would take you back to 1987. There were some major disputes involving water rights in the state of Idaho. Had to do with the Idaho Power Company and the Nez Perce Indian Tribe. And the Nez Perce Indian Tribe brought into question hundreds of thousands of water rights on what we know as the Snake River Basin. And that covers about 85% of the state of Idaho.
I see.
And in the proceedings, an adjudication was called, and an adjudication is a court proceeding in which all water claims are brought into question, and then a court determines who owns each of those water rights. Now, in Idaho, we have what's called the prior appropriation doctrine, which basically could be described as first in time, first in right. In other words, if you put the water to beneficial use first, then you have a right to that water. And as long as you continue to use that water, you will always have the right to the water. Other areas of the country use what's known as a riparian doctrine, which means is you have a water right based on the water that's actually on your land. With prior appropriation, it doesn't have to be on your land. You can transport the water somewhere else and still have a water right because that's your point of diversion. The reason we use that prior appropriation doctrine in the Northwest is because it's mostly arid lands and there is a shortage of water. And there wouldn't be enough water to go around if we all depended on the water that we found on our own land. Anyway, the adjudication was started in 1987, and the process has continued to today, and the adjudication is still not final. They are still determining what the water rights are and who owns them. In 1993, the Nez Perce tribe, our local tribe, filed water rights claims on about 1,300 springs and fountains in our area, based on a clause in their 1863 treaty with the United States government.
Okay, Tom, you're fading out. I'm not picking you up very well.
Okay. Is it because of the mic?
I don't know, but see if you can get closer to the mic there and speak up a little bit, because
okay.
I don't know how others are hearing you, but I can just barely hear you.
Okay, then I'll, is this better?
That's much better, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, the adjudication has gone on for a number of years, with the Nez Perce tribe making claims on much of the water in the state of Idaho. In 1998, the SRBA judge, that's the Snake River Basin Adjudication Judge, Dan Hurlbut, ordered a mediation of these claims. And that began a five-year secret mediation process with the United States government, the Nez Perce tribe, the state of Idaho, and several major water users in southern Idaho. This mediation went on in secret. There was a gag order on it, and the people of Idaho did not even know what was going on.
This is, of course, totally unfair and probably against some open meeting laws, is it not, Tom?
Well, no, not necessarily, Jack. The judge ordered the secret negotiations and mediations to protect the cultural integrity of the tribe, and their argument is it was kept in secret so that everything could be brought to the table without the media making it public and doing away with some of the bargaining chips that each party had. You know, once something is made public, sometimes you don't have that bargaining chip anymore.
So the public was left out, basically.
Right? Pretty much. They do still argue.
I don't know how that protected me, Tom.
Yeah, it didn't protect me either, Jack. But anyway, in 1999, the adjudication continued while the secret negotiations were going on. And in 1999, Judge Barry Wood, who was at that time the Snake River Basin adjudication judge, issued a summary judgment dismissing all of the claims that the Nez Perce tribe had made. And it's a very well thought out decision. Most of us, including the Attorney General of the state of Idaho, who has admitted that the case will be upheld in the Idaho Supreme Court, and most of us believe it would be upheld in the U.S. Supreme Court.
The decision of Judge Wood you're talking about?
Yes, Judge Wood dismissed all of the primary claims of the Nez Perce tribe in 1999.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the secret mediation continued. Now, we're talking about a tribe that has just lost in court. The mediation continued, and the final agreement, which is now before the Idaho legislature, actually appears to give the Indians more than they could have gotten in any other way had they actually won in court.
Uh-huh.
So that's our biggest concern, is that the tribe seems to be getting water rights that they really don't have any right to. And it's in a mediated agreement that went on for 5 years behind closed doors.
Yet Judge Woods already made a decision that their entitlements are thrown out. But
that is correct.
They're going ahead and ignoring the judge, it sounds like.
That is correct. They are ignoring Judge Woods' decision and giving the tribe a consumptive use water right on the reservation, as well as a package that's worth about $193 million. Now, that includes some money that the state of Idaho would receive and some localities would receive, but the tribe is receiving about $60.1 million cash up front. In exchange, they're going to, or at least they say they're going to, give up all the claims that they have on the water on the reservation.
Okay, now, isn't there only about 3,500 Nez Perce Indians today claiming to be Indians? And if you divide that $65 million, that ain't too bad, is it?
No, it's not too bad, Jack, and that is correct. There's less than 3,500 First Tribal members on the reservation today. Now, they own only about 11% of what once was the 750,000-acre 1863 reservation. They own less than 11% of that landmass now.
That's very important, what you're saying, Tom. Why is that so important to this deal?
Well, because, Jack, one of the parts of Judge Woods' decision was that based on a U.S. Supreme Court case called the Yankton Sioux, South Dakota v. Yankton Sioux, which was a 1998 case. And remember, this Yankton Sioux case was decided 1 year before Judge Woods' ruling, so it was a very current U.S. Supreme Court case.
Yes. Hello?
Jack, can you hear me?
Just barely, Tom. Okay, we're coming up on a break. Everybody hang on. Sounds like we got booted off there, folks, but I hope you can hear us okay. We'll be right back with Tom and Clay. We're talking about your water rights, folks, wherever you are in this nation and around the world listening in today. So get your friends and relatives to the radio and pay particular attention. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Today, Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have two very good, great Americans here, I believe, Clay Baker and Tom Simmons, who are really up front in helping us lead this fight for all of our water rights in this nation, folks, yours and mine. Wherever you live in this nation, we're battling these same forces, and also other nations are battling these same forces. So let's go right back to Tom. As he's talking about the Indian tribes, and this is so important that you understand that the Indians are being tricked once again. I don't like to use the old term, a white man talks with forked tongue, because not all white men do, but it seems like the people in power today are talking with that old forked tongue again and giving a lot of hope to the Indians once again, and they're lying to them. So let's go back to Tom. And Tom, go ahead with this diminishment thing, because I think it's very important to this whole concept.
Okay, Jack, thank you. In 1998, in South Dakota v. Yankton Sioux, the United States Supreme Court had to deal with a jurisdictional issue in South Dakota on what used to be reservation land of the Yankton Sioux tribe. And what they said was that based on what was called the Dawes Act, or the General Allotment Act of 1887, that the reservation of the Yankton Sioux was diminished to the lands that they currently own and which is also held in trust for them by the United States government. Now, the reason they said that is because in 1894, the Yankton Sioux signed another agreement with the United States government. Now, this was not a treaty, and the reason it wasn't a treaty is because there was an act of Congress in 1871 which said no Indian nation or tribe within the territory of the United States shall be acknowledged or recognized as an independent nation. So from that date forward, Jack, the only thing they could have with the Indians was agreements, not treaties, because they're no longer independent nations.
Okay, thank goodness. So, that's significant, Tom, what you just said there, that decision that they're no longer independent nations, that's very significant.
Yes, it is significant. We'll get into, I'm sure, the sovereignty issue here in a little bit, but the Dawes Act was passed in 1887, and during this time period, the United States government was in a process of trying to assimilate all of the Native Americans into United States culture, into American culture, if you will. And so in order to accomplish that, they decided to take the Indian reservations as they existed then and divide them up into sections and give each male member of the tribes a section of land, and each married male member of the tribe a larger section of land. The rest of the land, after they allotted, remember that term allotted, because we'll use it here again in a minute, they allotted a section of land to each of those Indians, and then what was left was referred to as unallotted land. Now, according to the agreement of 1894 that the Yankton Sioux tribe signed, the unallotted land was then sold back to the United States government, and it was brought back into the public domain, and then it was patented to non-Indian or non-tribal settlers. So it was basically taken out of Indian country and put back into the public domain and is now owned by non-Indians. Okay?
Yes.
The Yankton Sioux Supreme Court held that the reservation doesn't exist on those lands anymore, and the lands that they sold back to the United States diminished their reservation to the lands that they still have. And that's what the term diminishment means, is the land that the tribe still owns or is held in trust for them by the United States government. Now, how does that compare to the Nez Perce tribe, which is the local tribe we're dealing with? Well, it just turns out that the same act of Congress that ratified the 1894 agreement with the Yankton Sioux tribe is also the same act of Congress that ratified our own Nez Perce tribe's 1893 agreement, and the wording of those agreements is almost identical. And so when Judge Woods ruled in 1999 that the Nez Perce reservation was diminished, he was basing it on the Yankton Sioux case, which is so similar to the Nez Perce agreement. And that's why most people who are knowledgeable about these documents agree and accept that the reservation is diminished. Now, we have boundaries that are classified as the 1863 reservation boundary. And if you look at a map, that's what you see, is the 1863 reservation boundary. That was the treaty, that was based on the Treaty of 1863. Well, the 1893 agreement did away with about 89% of the 1863 reservation, leaving the tribe owning only about 11% of that land. And so what's happening in the state of Idaho with this challenge and the claims on the water with the Nez Perce tribe, as you pointed out earlier, 3,500 Native Americans are trying to control 85% of the water in the state of Idaho.
This sounds like it's getting into international law without our knowing about it, Tom. Hold
that
thought, Tom, right where you're at. We'll be back after these important messages, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and Clay Baker and Tom Simmons. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
I just want to tell you again, this old cop here, retired up here in the Rocky Mountains, is so blessed to be with such great Americans here that are standing up and doing something about these issues before it's too late. I hope across the nation, folks, that you will pay attention to what's going on and get a hold of your officials and find out if secret meetings are going on in your community. I know Sam and Trish down in Missouri and others in Texas are working like we are to stop these things right now before they happen. So let's go right back to Tom now, and he's going to make some more sense about what's happening. But all of you around the nation, please pay attention, because it's not just our water, it's all of our water rights. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Jack. I want to kind of cut to the chase here. I know that this show's not long enough to do a thesis on diminishment or anything like that. But I'm sure some of the listeners are wondering why diminishment of a reservation is so important to our water. And it's because there's a case from 1906 called the Winters case, in which the U.S. Supreme Court held that any time the federal government sets aside a reserve or a reservation, if you will, of any sort, then it is implied that there is enough water rights set aside with that reservation for the purposes of that reserve or reservation. So in other words, if you have a tribal reservation set aside by the federal government based on treaty, agreement, or whatever, then it is implied that they have that much water right for the purposes of the reservation. But when you take into account the diminishment issue, then that means whenever the reservation is diminished, then the amount of water that they need or can beneficially use diminishes as well. And so it's important that we get this diminishment issue out there before the state of Idaho sells us down the river and gives the tribe water that they really don't have coming. And with that, I'll shut up for a minute there, Jack, and let Clay jump in here with some of the things that are going on in Idaho.
Thank you, Clay. Go right ahead. Tom, thank you, Clay. Go right ahead.
Okay. I think probably the best thing for me to start with is to let people know that we just didn't find out about this agreement, the SRBA agreement, and just jump in opposing it. We went to a great deal of effort to learn as much as we could about it, and I think hearing Tom, you know he's done a lot of studying. But we got some legal opinions from the Pacific Legal Foundation, and also we have an attorney working with us now that is quite well known as a highly regarded takings attorney, meaning that property rights and water rights and things like that are his specialty. And both of those entities determined that this was a very, very flawed agreement. And I might point out that when it first started out, it was presented to us as a settlement. And a settlement meaning that this is it, it's over, it's done with. But even the proponents of this agreement have had to stop using the word settlement because we pointed out to them that there's nothing final about this. Even though it has a term of 30 years, it has so many holes in it, so many open-ended things like, well, this is to be determined later. You know, you have to agree to this, but we'll make that determination down the road somewhere.
Yes, right.
And it's being put on the fast track, basically, and our governor is for it, and lieutenant governor, the attorney general. And it's being rammed through our local legislature here in Idaho with such force that even the legislators themselves are shaking their heads saying nothing like this has ever happened to us before.
There's some very big powers behind this, is I think what you're telling me, brother.
It is. It's unexplainable,
yeah.
You know, the force and the pressure that's being put on the legislator.
Sounds like the UN Indigenous Peoples Act and things like that are involved, and we're not supposed to know these things, but go right ahead, Clay.
Okay, well, last week a group of us went down to our capital in Boise, and we lobbied, we plotted, we planned, and we were given, there were supposed to be 2 days of hearings, and there was a total of 17 hours where the committee sat and listened to the pros and the cons. The only thing about that was the fact that I think it ran, and Tom, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it went about 12 or 13 hours for the pros, and we got 4 or 5 hours for the cons, if we got that much.
I see.
That's about right.
And it was totally slanted. If one of their guys was on a roll, they would let him run over. If one of our guys was on a roll, they'd cut him off. It was just blatant. But we did lose the vote in the House of Representatives. We're not giving up. We will be back down in Boise next week. And I would just like to put the word out to everybody who's listening locally or anybody who's close enough by that they might want to go see how this really works. Next Wednesday, the 9th, there will be hearings with the Idaho Senate. And they will go from 9 a.m. in the morning to all day and into the night if necessary. And they will be held at the City Hall Council Chambers because the facilities in our state house, nothing's large enough to hold the anticipated crowd.
And we need a crowd down there, don't we, Clay and Tom?
Oh, yes.
It's amazing. You have a lot of legislators down there that they know in their heart that it's wrong, but they're being pressured by the powers to be to vote for it. And, you know, there's nothing makes you feel better than to look out and see 200 or 300 people that are backing up the way you feel.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So it makes a big difference. And it doesn't even matter. It would be great if you'd testify. It would be even better if you turned in a written opinion stating why you're against it or whatever. But the numbers are impressive. And we've made a point in the Water Rights Coalition to provide everybody who's against it with a sticker that they put on. It's a very large sticker. It stands out. And when they see all those stickers out there, they know that they're going against the will of the people.
That's very important, brother. And also, is there a way that the coalition or other organizations can help the listener listening in today that can't make it? I hope some can make it on Wednesday down to Boise. It's very important. But for those that can't make it, Tom and Clay, is there some way they can get a little bit of a profile of what kind of a letter they can send? Is there one on our websites or something that they can copy and say, yeah, I don't know much about it, but I'm against it, but what do I say? And can you guys help them with that?
Clay, go ahead. I'm not sure, Tom. Do we have a sample of any kind on the website?
We don't actually have a sample letter, but there is tons of information on the Water Rights Coalition website. There's even a place for people to donate money through PayPal if they'd like to help us.
Okay.
We're looking at this in the long haul. We're going to be going into litigation if they pass this thing.
That's right, into court. That's right. Well, that's good. Clay, would you give out those websites where people can glean information to send a letter or email down or something like that?
Okay. We have the Water Rights Coalition has a website, Water Coalition, and Tom, is it .com?
It's waterrightscoalition.com.
.com.
It's all one word, waterrightscoalition.com.
And all lowercase.
Yes.
Okay.
And then a second website where you can get information, and I would like to put out the call for anybody in any state who is aware of what's going on in their state and they've got a similar problem. We would love to network with you and let you know what has worked for us and what hasn't worked, and if you would do the same, it would, you know, help us from each one of us individually trying to invent the same wheel.
That's so important, networking together, yeah.
Also, to the other website that you can go to, and this is, again, all one word, the Watchmen, WATCHMEN.net.
Okay, Watchmen.net?
Right.
Okay.
The Watchmen. The Watchmen.
The Watchmen.
The Watchmen, T-H-E. Okay.
T-H-E, and then Watchmen.net.
Okay, very good. All right, that's so important. Clay, go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I didn't...
No, that's fine. It was important that we get those websites out before we hear music at the end and it's
that's
too late.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, I wanted to point out, too, that this is not a losing battle. We are running into quite a bit of an attitude with some of the folks who say, well, why bother? You know, you're not going to win. Well, maybe we aren't going to win, but we're going to give it a good fight. And I just would like to point out that just recently, I believe it was within the last, well, it was in December, that some farmers in California had their water taken away for some kind of an animal or a widget or whatever.
A fish or something, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it was. And they fought it. And they just were awarded $16 million in a, I believe it was considered a takings case. And a lot of you probably out there listening heard about several years ago the Klamath Falls incident.
Right.
Where because of a sucker fish and the coho salmon, they cut off water to farmers that had been guaranteed water to perpetuity by the federal government.
Uh-huh.
And some federal judge decided that the fish were more important, and so they cut the water off, and they bankrupted a lot of farmers. A lot of them hung in there and made it because there was a subsequent ruling where the water was turned back on, but for some it was too late. But anyway, those folks have a lawsuit going at the present time for, or it's in excess of $1 billion with a B, dollars.
Clay, you told me earlier that we were talking about the UN's Agenda 21 that talks about controlling everything in our lives under a Marxist-socialist-type world system. And isn't it, people can go to the website, just go on the web and go to Agenda21/UN, and it, all these websites will pop up. And didn't you say it was Chapter 18 that had control of the water?
Yeah, Chapter 18 in the UN Agenda 21, it has a very innocent-sounding title, The Protection of the Quality and Supply of Freshwater Resources.
Yeah, they're always out to help us, aren't they?
You know, and every one of these chapters in this book just sounds so great.
Wonderful.
You know, everybody, it's like mother and apple pie.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Also, too, Jack, I might point out that in addition to the UN Agenda 21, there is a local Agenda 21, and that's called the Local Agenda 21, the UN plan for your community.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a, well, I don't know what you want to call it, a test situation going right now in California, and I believe it's, and where is it? Anyway, it's one of the cities in California, somewhere around San Francisco. That would make sense.
Yes.
And they are actually in a practice, if you will, of the local Agenda 21.
I see. So this is a far-reaching, folks. It's not just an Indian tribe rising up and giving us trouble. It goes way, way further than that. Tom and Clay both said that there's a power so strong down there at the state legislature that everybody's just folding their tents and voting for this thing because the power is so great and nobody can seem to put their hand or finger on that power. So, Clay, go right ahead.
Yeah, Jack, it is Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz, okay.
That's doing the local Agenda 21.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, folks, as I said, it is so important that you get involved. You don't know how important it is right now until they start doing what they're doing in Australia and New Zealand and down in Missouri and other places where they're putting monitors on your wells now. They're GPSing your well to satellites so the government knows where it is. They're putting monitors on the wells. And down in Australia and New Zealand, they're locking down people's wells right now. They're on their own personal property. Of course, this can't happen in America, can it, Tom and Clay?
Yeah, it's pretty sad, Jack.
It's coming to a well near you, probably the one in your own backyard.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
Jack, Clay can back me up on this, but one of the legislators down in Boise that we went down and talked to, I'm not going to mention his name or anything, but he informed us that there is so much pressure on the legislature to pass this agreement. That he told us that if it didn't get out of committee, some of those committee members would have slashed tires when they went out to the parking lot.
My goodness gracious, there's actually threats going on, huh? Goodness.
Well, I don't know if it was an actual threat to an individual person, but that's just how strong he perceived the pressure.
I see, yes. Well, folks, we can apply our own pressure. You know, there's one thing that scares legislators as much as it scares the secret powers behind them is when a lot of constituents show up or send letters to them saying no, no, no on something like this. So I hope you will get involved and get involved. Clay and Tom, could you give out those websites again and even a phone number if there's a phone number someplace that people can get involved right now because next week is only a couple days away here in the local area.
Yep, go for it, Tom.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Clay. The Water Rights Coalition website is just very simple, waterrightscoalition.com, all one word, all lowercase. The Watchmen on the Walls website is The Watchmen, that's thewatchmen.net. And you can use my own telephone number, which is 208-935-1227 if you need more information. I'll give out my email address quickly before another break, if I could, Jack.
Please do, yes.
It's F, like Frank, L, G, like George, O, V, FLGov,
at CamusNet. That's C-A-M like Mary, A-S, N like Nancy, E-T, .com.
Give it again, Tom.
Yes, it's flgov@camusnet.com, and that's like...
F is in Frank,
yes,
right?
Frank Lloyd, G-O-V.
Frank Lloyd, G-O-V.
At CamusNet.com.
CamusNet.com. Okay, good. And your number again was 208, area code 935-1227. Is that right?
That is correct. And again, if we go into litigation with this thing, it's going to take hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we could use all the help we can get, Jack. It's
Amen.
On our website.
That's right. It always takes money, too. Okay, we're coming up on our last break, folks, for the program. Sorry we couldn't have open phones tonight, folks. We have to get through all this important information. We'll have open phones next week sometime. You can call in, talk about these issues. But get a hold of Tom and Clay and get involved. And also, network. All right, we'll be right back after these important messages.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Folks, we're going to come back real quick here. Can the music. We don't have much time left. We got a lot to do. But listen, America out there and our brothers and sisters listening in around the world, if you don't stand up now, you won't be able to much longer. This is the time we rally together and stop these forces. And, you know, God always told us that, you know, you don't need to win the war. You just got to be on the field of battle. You know, God wants us to be up striking a blow for him and liberty. We've got to do that and do it now, folks. And so let's go back to Clay. Oh, I want to say to Sam out there, Sam, sorry we couldn't pull you up, but we're going to have you networking with Tom and Clay on the Water Rights Coalition. So thanks for calling in. Let's go right now back to Tom and Clay and finish this thing off. We've got a couple minutes left.
Okay, I just wanted to wrap up what I was saying about the legislature. Because of the activity and the size of the protest and whatever, we've been getting a lot of TV coverage. And the public television station in Boise, Idaho, did a program on the SRBA agreement. And as part of the program, they ended the program, I should say, with a conversation with the chairman of the Nez Perce tribe, who closed out his talk by saying that when he finished with Idaho, he was going after Oregon and Washington. So if you've got listeners in Oregon and Washington, the Nez Perce are coming, and you better be ready.
Hey, they're there. We've got listeners up there, so they've been warned. That's right.
And also, too, the Nez Perce have said they are not going to give up trying to breach the four dams on the Snake River.
Take down the dams.
Right. Yeah.
This is all a part of the sustainable development that the environmentalist wackos have wanted to do for years, too. UN program again.
It's another one, right.
Yeah, that sure is. Well, folks, it's now or never, and I hope you will go to Boise if you're in our area here, or send letters. Go to these websites, folks, and send letters and send funds, too. These guys and gals, just many, many of them are needing funds to carry this fight forward for you and me. I put some money in the pot last night, and I'm going to do it regular because I want my water, and I don't want to go to war, I mean physically to war, to keep it. I'd like to do it in a nonviolent redress of our grievances like these guys are trying to do right now. So get involved so we don't have to see a revolution over this water situation. What do you think, Tom and Clay?
Well, they need to visit our waterrightscoalition.com website, Jack, and it's got a lot of information on it, and it's added daily. Alerts and everything else are added daily.
Good deal.
Yeah, it is loaded with information.
Wonderful. Well, we certainly do appreciate you two guys and all of those at the Water Rights Coalition. And isn't there some agency down there you were talking about last night I thought was a government agency, and you told me it wasn't, that's involved too, Tom?
Yeah, that's the Idaho Farm Bureau. They're not a government agency at all. It's a citizen association.
Well, very good. Yes, we've got some help, but we need a lot more, folks, if we're going to keep our water rights all over this nation. Time to stand up, folks, and stand up against this Antichrist world government system. I want to thank Tom and Clay for being on tonight. You've done a very good job for us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, good night now. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Truly do. Good night.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making blood bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.com.